The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Got to get to my man's Mike Fisher, Scandal Mike, in a second, but I want to, and I wonder if this ever happens to you, because it happens to me a lot. When you lose someone to pancreatic cancer, and it's a death sentence when someone gets diagnosed with that, for the most part, you get, your heart gets dragged through glass, you know? And then what happens is, you're sitting there, as I was yesterday, and heard about this so-called magic pill for the treatment of pancreatic, and it irritates me. I want you to hear this clip. Listen.
It's an oral daily pill that targets a key genetic driver of tumor growth, and in studies it was shown that when given to patients with metastatic pancreatic cancer, it doubled their median survival to just over 13 months, compared to about 6.5 months for patients on standard chemotherapy. A third of the patients saw tumor shrinkage, and some patients lived years beyond the treatment.
Damn. Could have my sis. Do you do that? Like, I generally don't have regrets, and the coulda, shoulda, woulda stuff, I don't live in that, generally. But my sis Bar was so friggin' cool that I want to call her a lot. And I feel like she got cheated. Has anyone out there has had anyone die of pancreatic and watch them die that way knows. The whole thing just, it's just horrifying. And to think that if she got sick a year later, she'd be on this pill, and we'd all be sitting there going, "Hey, Barb has a shot." But we cannot live in the past. We cannot dwell on, "We got screwed." Can't. You have to say this, because I've had a bunch of friends now who've lost loved ones to pancreatic. You'd be surprised. It's a death sentence, man. It's horrible. You have to hope that this pill is the beginning of a new culture of healing rather than heartache and pain in that world. Even the cancer I had, if I had that cancer 15 years ago, they would have had to remove half of my jaw and half of my tongue, which some of you would probably be pleased with. Instead, I got immunotherapy, chemotherapy, and radiation, and some surgery, and here I am today, talking to Yins. I won't dwell on I'm angry because Barb could be alive, but I, this morning I did think of it for a moment, thinking, damn it. Damn it. I wish I could have hooked my sis up with that pill. You know what I mean? But to those of you out there who have loved ones with pancreatic cancer, start raising hell today to get that pill. Seriously. Sometimes, and Patrick has learned this, by the way, because his wife, God bless her, has had two brain tumors, and she's cool, but it's stressful. If you don't yell, no one listens. And if you can't get this pill, yell at someone else. Find it. Don't have regrets. Go ahead, Pam.
Hey, Marty. I wanted to talk to you about this. My daughter's 39-year-old fiance just died from pancreatic cancer. He was diagnosed on Thanksgiving, and it had already spread to his liver. Yeah, 39.
Damn.
And they were not here in Pittsburgh, and they were trying to, you know, he was trying to work and so forth. They live in the middle of nowhere. So they drove 2 hours to the closest university for care.
Yeah.
And there was the thought that he might live long enough to get this.
Wow.
And we were all hoping for that. I'm glad that there's something out there to offer help. But I also understand how you feel about your sister.
You want to punch a wall this morning. I did, honestly.
We want to feel, you know, we feel the same way. I realize he's not in pain anymore, but it's hard. And hopefully this will help. Yeah. And no family history.
Jesus.
No, you know, drinking. No, it just out of nowhere. They kept telling us, well, it, you know, it usually doesn't happen to people this age. Well, okay.
Okay. But, doesn't help us.
But it did. but it did. You know, and I used to work for UPMC in oncology, and I talked to all my oncology doctor friends and so forth, and I know he got the best care that he could have where he was.
Yeah.
But, I understand, and people need to, you know, just take that breath. And, you know,
exhale.
Hopefully this will help somebody else.
Thank you, darling. It's a great story and you're spot
on. Thank you. Thanks.
There's no greater pain. There just isn't, man. I just want to call her all the time because she was a great BSer and told insane jokes. And she's dead and I wish she had the pill. And I'm moving on. I'm going to take a little early break here and get back to what happened last night in Pittsburgh right about dinner time, downtown with these moronic, felonious teens. And I keep playing this sound because you folks keep telling me downtown is wonderful and I'm a jerk for talking about being bad. You got to hear this to believe it. And I'm hoping that Mike, my man Mike, can hang around. You got to hear this right after the break.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Until we stop the assaults downtown, downtown sucks. Every single day, someone gets their ass kicked downtown. It's just the truth, man. And many days, more than one person. And this kind of assault downtown, this is disgusting. Until this stops, you cannot send a loved one downtown unattended. Listen to this crap. Listen.
Start to Stanwich Street at Liberty Avenue. It's for an assault. Callers reporting that there's a female dripping blood from her face, saying someone took her purse and she was maced. 1804. There's four younger females. They were last seen on Forbes towards the Gateway building by a fountain.
Traffic 75. Do we have anything else other than just four females?
Still waiting on more info.
Delta 43.
Delta 43.
Jeez.
Please start medic. This female is very badly beaten. A lot of facial lacerations, a lot of blood. Coming here, it's going to be four black females. They're going to be in their 40s. They're going to be walking over like 4th and they walk through the Gateway Center.
Delta 43, where is the guy exactly did this happen at?
Right outside of Highmark, like on the 5th Avenue side, walking across right near the Gateway Center.
Jesus. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. No, it isn't. Mike Fisher, my brother, Scanner Mike. Damn it, man. This makes me so angry. Mike. Tell folks the age of this poor woman who got the crap beat out of her.
Morgan, we heard that the age of the woman that was attacked yesterday was 65.
Jesus. Come on, man. Come on. What time was that?
Morgan, that happened around 6:10 in the afternoon.
Broad daylight, brother.
Still daylight.
People all over town. Doing this crap with impunity, don't you think, Mike?
Marty, I mean, I can suggest that the police seem to be limited to what they're doing to curtail the repeat offenders because you hear them, the names day in and day out, again, again, again. And like we hear them chase the kids around Market Square, around Stanwyck Street, back to Woods, back to the Target, to the CVS and PPG. It's a circle. It's the same group of kids. They just move them along.
Well, man, that's a senior citizen standing there with her purse. And if I'm listening correctly, they beat the hell out of her. Right, brother? Really badly.
The feedback, what we heard, there were significant facial damages and the person was transferred to the hospital for care.
Jesus. I want to play this too.
We also heard that they were maced. Did you hear that? They were maced,
yes.
Then beaten.
Yes. This is the new thing these thugs carry around. Hold on. I want to play this clip you sent me this morning to kind of add to this misery. This stuff, until this goes away, downtown sucks. It's just ridiculous. Listen to this. This is a disgrace. Listen.
I'm getting a call from the water steps for the Riverfront Park. About 20 people fighting on the weapons. I got the
That's received 10. Hey, yes, hey, yes. Oh, what's your over there?
You know, so here we have a 65-year-old woman beaten badly and maced downtown, bleeding profusely from the face. And then across the river, right there at that water feature, right, Mike?
Yeah, the water steps.
20 of these idiots fighting, throwing rocks at each other. And then, disgraceful, they damaged the war memorial, right?
Yeah, we heard that there's damage to the granite and to the metallic part itself.
Another incident in broad daylight. Yes, sir?
This happened pretty much late at night.
What time?
I think it was around 11:30 at night.
So these idiots, teen idiots, are beating the hell out of each other and damaging the memorial when they're supposed to be asleep getting ready for school, right?
That's my take on
it
as well.
Ridiculous, Mike. All right, man. I thank you for listening. I thank you for caring and providing us with the truth. Mike, are you buying what I'm selling? Would you want your wonderful girlfriend standing in front of Highmark today with her purse? Would you feel that she was safe if she was alone?
Well, the thing is, I feel good that she's a fighter, but if you're a 65-year-old woman who's getting off of work, just trying to go home, then I would be concerned.
Right on.
But the real answer is no.
No. Thanks, brother. It's disgusting, man. It's disgusting. Someone needs to kick their ass. One of my boys is a cop. He's like, street justice time. Jesus, man. Play that one more time. Listen to this, folks. Listen to this. If it doesn't make you cringe, listen.
Start to Stanwyck Street at Liberty Avenue. It's for an assault. Callers reporting that there's a female dripping blood from her face, saying someone took her purse and she was maced.
Jeez.
1804. There's her four younger females. They were last seen on Forbes towards the Gateway building by a fountain.
Yeah. Traffic 75. Do we have anything else other than just four females?
Still waiting on more info.
Delta 43.
Delta 43.
Please start medics. This female is very badly beaten.
God.
A lot of facial lacerations, a lot of blood. Coming here, it's going to be four black females. They're going to be in their 40s. They're going to be walking over like 42 Canyon, walk through the Gateway Center.
Delta 43, where is the guy exactly did this happen at?
Right outside of Highmark, like on the 5th Avenue sidewalk across, right near the Gateway Center.
I don't know. One of my boys, Mad Max. Max, this is a new low, brother. It really is. It's a new low. Beating the hell out of a 65-year-old woman, Max. Seriously.
So infuriating. It's so infuriating. And it hasn't happened yet, but it's going to. They're going to rush up on the wrong person that's carrying, and they're going to end up on a T-shirt, I promise you.
Right on.
It's a matter of time. I don't want that to happen, but, I mean, they beat the crap out of that lady. They could have killed her.
Could have killed her.
At that age, you know? Facial and head lacerations, those are life-threatening injuries.
And people had to witness this, Max. That's right there, right in the center of town. A lot of folks there. People had to see this happening.
It's gross.
It's disgusting.
It's absolutely
so disgusting.
Disgusting,
man. All right. I want to offer some hope. I want to play this clip. Max cut this brilliant video for us at the heart of downtown. Play that clip of Max, please. Listen.
I know I bitch a lot about downtown and how dirty the alleys are and everything, but I got to give a lot of love to the downtown partnership, the renewal people, and the clean team for cleaning this alley up. They were in here power washing this morning, cleaning up all the trash, and they did a phenomenal job. I mean, it's night and day from what it was to what it is right now. They did a great job cleaning everything up. So kudos to those guys. They got all the crap stains off the door, off of the new entrance to the deli that's going to be opening up soon.
Love it.
I don't know what those guys make, but you're not paying them enough.
It's a great video, man. You got to see it on our social. And I love how Max narrated it. And Max lives this. He knows that alley. And I respect you, Max, for calling balls and strikes. At least there's some hope in that regard, right, Max?
There is. I don't know if I would call it hope more than I would call it gratitude.
Yeah, that's true.
And the reason I say that is because in 2 weeks from now, it's going to be trashed again. It's just... It's how it goes, Marty.
Yeah.
You know, we're not addressing the root cause of the issue. I'm grateful that the Downtown Partnership has that partnership with the Renewal Inc. that comes down with the pressure washers.
Yep.
Those guys did a fantastic job.
Yep.
But they're like my mom says, they're shoveling crap against the tide. And
nice.
You know, if you look in the video, you'll see already there was a bottle of you know, booze or beer by the dumpster, not even a couple hours after they finished. So it very quickly, it returns back to its previous state because we're not addressing the root cause of what's going on.
Well, man, you got to put 500 cops downtown. If a 65-year-old woman nearly gets beaten to death. I'm sorry, my man. It's time to throw down. You know what I mean, Max? Come on, man.
That, or when I was in Seattle, they had, because the police couldn't do it, they had the same problem we do. Everybody's downsizing. They had armed security all over Seattle, roving patrols. With, you know, in Pennsylvania, it's called Act 235, where security can carry arms.
Yeah, I got it.
If we're not going to add more cops, we need to do something.
Bring in the National Guard, the state police, someone. This is ridiculous. Hold on. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, hi. I think I might have a solution, even though people might not agree. Well, it starts with respect. So, you know, these juveniles are doing all this damage and violence, right? So if you can't go after the kids because they're underage, why don't they start arresting and prosecuting their parents
and their guardians? Well, look at their moms. In this case, these four suspects who beat the old woman were in their 40s. So mommy teaching the kids well, mommy turns out to be the jerk. It's absolutely disgusting. Max, everyone on board. Downtown needs fixed now, right, Max? Major effort right now, right, Max?
100%. And to his point, it all starts at home.
It does.
So, you know, there needs to be some accountability with these parents about these kids just roam free and feral and cause all this mayhem, and then there's no accountability. They go home to mommy and daddy, and nothing happens. And then they're back out on the street the next night doing it again.
So the moron teenager that they arrested for 9 crimes in a week downtown, okay? The cops got the adult in the group and released the 3 idiot teens to mommy and daddy. If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. I just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it?
Yeah, so do we.
Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love. Are the trends everyone's obsessing over? Or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW, let us surprise you.
Start to Stanwich Street at Liberty Avenue. It's for an assault. Callers reporting that there's a female dripping blood from her face, saying someone took her purse and she was maced. 1804. There's four younger females. They were last seen on Forbes towards the Gateway building by a fountain.
Traffic 75. Do we have anything else other than just four females?
Still waiting on more info.
Jesus.
Delta 43.
Delta 43.
Please start medics. This female is very badly beaten.
Jesus.
A lot of facial lacerations, a lot of blood.
Coming here, it's going to be four black females. They're going to be in their 40s. They're going to be walking over like Fort Buchanan. Walk through the Gateway Center.
Delta 43, where is it exactly did this happen at?
Right outside of Highmark, like on the 5th Avenue sidewalk across, right near the Gateway Center.
I don't know how long it's been, but it's been a while since I've been this upset about something happening downtown. The only thing that could be worse than that would be a homicide downtown, and we've had those. I mean, that's everybody's grandmother. Or everybody's wife, or everybody's neighbor. Poor woman standing in front of Highmark. She's not in some damn dark alley. Highmark, right there in the center of town, folks. Where everybody goes, 6 o'clock at night. Thousands of people around, seriously. I tell you what, I'm not a fighter, but I'd have fought that one fast. Tried to beat her to death. And then maced her, man. Hey, Patrick, we're seeing this. This is a new thing, street justice crap. These moron thugs on the streets. This is their new tool. It's all over social. Somehow they got the idea that bear spray, mace, whatever the hell, is their new weapon. I see it all day long. Have you noticed this?
Oh, yeah. Couple of years. They steal it and then...
Spray each other. In this case, they sprayed a wonderful 65-year-old woman. Just want to kick someone's ass. Really. It's the last straw, man. One of my boys, Steve Mazza. Steve, that is a new low, is it not, sir?
Come on, Marty. That's unbelievable. I can't
peacefully, but nobody even jumped in there. I sort of understand, like, people are scared that they're going to have guns or retribution if you do something like that, but I can't let that happen.
No.
Let a lady like that get beat?
No.
I mean, where was the security from Highmark?
That's what I'm saying.
Highmark. They're right there. They're always around that building. I see them all the time.
I'm not blaming them, you know, but...
Yeah. I'd have to take quite a few minutes. It didn't just happen in 1 minute.
Wow. Someone needs to get punished. Really?
Oh, it's disgusting.
Disgusting. Jesus, Steve. So I called him because Steve knows this vibe downtown, and Steve's a big man, quite frankly. And if I want to get into his past, I'll prove to you that he's also a tough guy, but I won't. But he's a brilliant leader in the Carpenters Union. One of my boys, we've been friends for at least 20 years, have done a lot of good things together and had a lot of laughs. But what happened to you a short time ago is kind of indicative of this tenseness downtown. Tell our listeners what happened.
So every year, I know you always make fun of the Labor Day parade, which I organize. I walk the parade route. You know what I mean? I walk from the steelworkers up to the boulevard, all the way up to the Civic Arena, and then back down.
Nice.
I'm just checking stuff out just to make sure, you know, there isn't any hazards or anything for people when they're marching and all that stuff. But, you know, the people that I see walking through there, and I'm in town almost every day like you are, it's disgusting. I mean, a lot of people that are high, a lot of people homeless, or whatever they are. I really don't care. They could get help if they need it. They just choose not to do it.
Sure.
But on my way back from the City County building, I was walking down Forbes, and I was right by Point Park on the left. And I see these two guys come walking up the street. One had an A.B. Braun shirt on for Steelers, and it was me walking on the right-hand side down the hill. And there's flower pots and there's things like that, but there's enough room for three people without anybody touching anybody. And the other thing is, my wife and I, if we're walking down the street together side by side, if somebody's coming, I step back to let the other person through. I don't try to hinder anybody's path.
Right.
That's out of respect, and that's what you're supposed to do.
Yes, sir.
So I kept walking, and this kid, I knew what he was going to do, what his plan was. I was watching him, and he bumps into me, and I just kept going, whatever. And then he starts opening his mouth, you know, talking like they do.
He wanted to fight you.
Yeah, he's about 25 yards away from him. I turn around and say, hey, my man, there's enough room for all of us here. You got a problem. And he just kept muttering, him and his buddy kept going. I'm like, I stopped. I was waiting for him. You know, then I was waiting for him maybe to come running down the street, but they didn't. But still, that's their plan to see if they can intimidate people.
But
and
hold
I'm not
on, man.
Take it.
Steve, my man, God bless you for being a badass, and we know you are, but you should not have to do that. Never.
No.
Ever.
He ran into me like he's blaming me because him and his buddy are talking or on their phone. Whatever they're doing, I don't care. But pay attention. And treat other people with respect in town.
And I'm thinking I'm hearing that scanner traffic. What if that was your wife, Steve, in front of Highmark?
Oh, I know.
Huh?
Oh, I'd have been dying. I guarantee I'd have been in court. I'd have been everywhere. I'd have been in trouble.
But hold on. She's downtown a lot. It has to make you a little nervous.
Yeah, she's right in the EQT building. So there's been how much trouble has been around there at the T-stop, right around that area there.
Yeah.
There's been a lot. Shooting.
Oh, yeah.
Walking. I'll tell you, one night, I was meeting there at one of the bars, restaurants on 6th Street.
Yeah.
And it was getting dark, a little dark. It was like in the fall. It was like 6 o'clock. He called me up. He goes, these two guys are following me. I had to go leave the place I was at to go up there and chase these guys away.
Wow.
You know, it shouldn't happen like that.
There is no one more supportive of Pittsburgh than this man. No one. But my man, you got to tell the truth, don't you?
You have to tell the truth, and people have to understand. They got to get their heads out of the sand. It's not just about, you know, building buildings and things like that. We got to protect the people.
Right.
You know, I know that they have a lot on their plate, but still you got to come up out with something. I get it. So Gainey had a lot on his plate, too. So, you know.
Are we waiting for a woman to die on the streets? Is that our plan?
They're waiting for somebody to die. you know, they're waiting for a person who works in town that just doesn't hang out in town to get her. She got her really bad. She's going to suffer pain and suffering, mental anguish, you know, all those things.
And here's my thing about you. Yeah. And again, he could kick anyone's ass. He's a tough guy. However, one of those low IQ idiots pulls a gun, you ain't winning that fight, brother. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're not. And then there's always the chance of retribution.
Right.
Now, if you go see him in court, then what happens?
Right.
Then their friends see you. Then they get your address. You know, all those things can happen.
So people know this. You see this kind of crap every day downtown, don't you, Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then who I miss? The Guardian Angels.
I miss George Trotsky. He was the commander downtown.
I love George.
And Kevin
Kraus.
They would clean this up in 25 minutes. If I'm lying, I'm dying. Thank you, Steve.
Come around.
Thanks, brother. It's getting old, man. It's getting old fast. I grew up in this town, man. I love this town. I love Pittsburgh. But this isn't the town I want or you want. I mean, you can't do this anymore. We can't accept this. I don't know why Monday goes to Tuesday. We got to raise hell about this. I just sent this clip to the police chief and then the mayor. Someone's got to do something. We can't just let this go away. We can't allow people to beat the hell out of people that are 65 years old and then pepper spray them. We can't. That can never happen again downtown. You can build all the buildings you want, man. You can talk about all the BS you want. You can plant all the grass you want. I don't care. As long as my wife has the possibility of getting her ass kicked downtown, I'm going to tell her not to go. And I would hope you would do the same. I'm not going to stop on this. I had to grab one of my favorite people, one of my boys, Ozzy Samad from Brother's Brother. I heard him with Larry earlier. And I had to do this because I have seen everything twice, and I mean it. I've been to at least a half a dozen hurricanes. I've been to floods in Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma. I've seen entire cities underwater. I really have. In Dallas and Fort Worth, insane deaths from flooding, insane damage from hurricanes in my lifetime, in my career. I'm not bragging. It's kind of unbelievable what happens now. But this video from Nepal, shakes you to your core. It's been a hell of a long time since I felt this way and felt such horror. And Ozzy Samad kind of gets it because he lives it. And he's been helping people around the world for decades. He's a brilliant man and a great friend. But Ozzy, you have to kind of feel the way I feel when you see that video. It shakes you, doesn't it, brother?
Marty, it's first of all, thank you for having me. But yeah it's unbelievable. I mean, it honestly doesn't look real. Reminds me of the tsunami, you know, decades ago. But except we're in the middle of the mountains, so it's crazy.
Ozzy, I'm showing this to my wife and son last night. You remember those old Godzilla movies, right? With the props and the fake monster, and a city would get wiped out. It has that. It's so violent that it doesn't seem real. These poor people. How the hell do you even get to them to help them, brother? Seriously, how?
Marty, that's one of the main things. We're fortunate that we have been working in Nepal with partners for years at this point. And, you know, the first thing that we did was to reach out. And, you know, unless you already have people that you know on the ground, it's a difficult task. And the first thing that they responded and said was that we can't even get to the people who need the help. You know, they have roads flooded out. There's just devastation everywhere. We've all seen the, you know, pictures of the water flowing down. It looks crazy. So, you know, as I said, we're just fortunate that we've had these relationships on the ground. We're working with them, providing them with funding so, you know, they can, you know, get things like first aid, you know, kids.
My God, Ozzy.
Whatever it might be.
Water. Yeah, I mean, crazy. Hell, water, brother. Clean water, right? A blanket, something.
Yep. Clean water, a blanket, you know, everything that your listener is going to help us put together here on the north side.
You know,
in this case, you know, across the world.
It's astounding, the damage. My other observation, and we're good friends, and he knows I kind of live in social media. We get tens of millions of people paying attention to videos, and that's fine, and they're powerful. But I got to say this, Ozzy. Some of those videos, those folks that were shooting the video died. I'm saying put down the damn camera, man. Put your phone in your pocket and run, right?
Right. No, it's you know, you get that situation. It's tough. I mean, it's tough. You know, we have Venezuela, we have Colombia.
Yes.
Flooding in Indiana.
Yes.
Now this.
Holy cow. The flooding in Indiana was historic. Those poor people didn't have power for weeks.
Yep.
Ozzy, do you see this dynamic of the earth changing and the need for what you do even more dramatic because of that, sir?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting question. Are we seeing more disasters or is it just more out there because
coverage, social media,
you name it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is, but I believe that, you know, in terms of needs, you know, it is critical for us to be out there.
Yes, it is.
Both for disasters and even on a daily basis. You know, you and I have had this conversation about the needs of our communities here, and we're trying to address, you know, those. We're going to have an event on the north side come spring. I'll tell you about that at some point.
I'll do anything I can to help you know that, brother.
You know, thank you, Marty. Thank you. Appreciate that. But right now, you know, our response is towards Nepal and seeing what we can do. And, you know, our first thing is to send money so they can buy, you know, basic necessities, foodstuffs, bandages, you name it, you know, right there, assuming it's available.
Thanks, my man.
And we're also getting together our disaster response kits, medical supplies, equipment, you name it, to see if, you know, if that's the case and we can send them. That's what we're going to do. So it really depends on what the needs are as to how we can respond.
You tell me how I can help. Let me know. I'm all in, brother.
Marty, thank you. Thank you as always. And the first thing I'll say to your listeners is, you know, 100% of what they donate will go to help those in need. So they should know that. And know that, you know, we take it's their money. We take it to heart, what they're giving. They're giving from their heart, opening their wallets, their pockets, so to speak. And we're very careful about, you know, who we send it to, what we do, and follow up on that. So they should know that anything that they give is going to go help those in need.
Thanks, brother. Ozzy Samad, brother's brother. Thank you, man.
Thank you so much, Marty.
Brother's brother, best charity on earth. I'm serious.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What if your next move wasn't another job, but a career? The St. Louis Building and Construction Trades are looking for the next generation to build what's next. Earn while you learn through a union apprenticeship. No massive student loan debt, just real training, real skills, and real opportunities. Many union trades earn $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including health care and retirement. With major construction projects happening across St. Louis and Missouri, there's never been a better time to get started. Build your future. Visit mounioncareers.com today.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.